Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject, my husband ruined my summer. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 49-year-old married woman. It's my first marriage and my husband's second marriage. He has a 9-year-old daughter from his first marriage, and she spent 2 weeks with us this summer. We've been married for almost 5 years, but this is the first time that his ex-wife let her come stay with us, and I understand it because she's older now. She lives in Pensacola, so my husband drove her home and stayed overnight and then drove back. He didn't want me to ride down with him, and I didn't press the issue. He's big on making his daughter feel comfortable since it was her first time seeing him around another woman, me. What bothered me was that he refused to sleep in the room with me the whole time his daughter was there. He slept in the spare bedroom next to the room his daughter slept in. He said she's too young to understand that he has a new wife that replaced her mommy. It's BS to me, and I told him it was BS every morning that he woke up and every night that he went to the other room. He told me I'm naive, and I would understand if I had a child of my own. This was the perfect time to let his child know that she is a stepmom and I'm not going anywhere. But instead, he allowed his daughter to refer to me as, quote, she and her. I want her to acknowledge me as a parental figure, but he says it's too soon for her to process all of this. I want to know what he and his ex-wife have been telling her. Seems odd that she doesn't know what a step-parent is by now. What am I missing? Was my husband wrong for acting like we're not a married couple, or am I being naive, like he said? No, you're not being naive. Your husband is being ridiculous. He's acting like a scared little boy. His daughter is not a baby, and at 9 years old, she is more than capable of understanding that daddy is remarried and you are his new wife. She knows he doesn't live with you. She knows he doesn't live with you and mommy anymore, okay? She is old enough to be sat down and talked to. She needs to know the truth because, like you say, you're not going anywhere. I get that he loves her and he wants to break it to her gently, but not at your expense. Who does his daughter think you are anyway? I mean, you're there at the house with her dad. Why does she think you're living there? He's making you pay for something he and his ex should have taken care of long long before the child came to stay there. I think it's very rude for her to refer to you as she and her, not even saying your name or giving you a title or anything. That's on the parents to set her straight on that. I don't think he should even allow that. He's put you, his wife of 5 years, in the most awkward space possible by not telling the little girl who you are. You don't need to have a child of your own to know that this is, like you say, BS. Shame on him for allowing his ex and his daughter to treat you this way. I mean, he's treating you horribly too. So speak up for yourself. Tell him to let everyone involved in this mess know what's going on. The daughter, the mother, him, everybody. His ex needs to be in agreement because they should have nipped this in the bud a long time ago. Steve?
Normally when we do these letters, I try to offer maybe a counterbalance to something Shirley says, right? Mm-hmm. So the letter becomes interesting, so we're not beating the same drum over and over and over.
Right.
I can't offer a counter here. Because this letter is wrong on so many levels. You know, you're 49, you're on your first marriage, it's your husband's second. He got a 9-year-old from his first marriage. Well, the subject is my husband ruined my summer, but I think we're only talking about 2 weeks here. We've been married for almost 5 years, but this is the first time. Now, they've been married 5 years. So that means he's been away from the daughter of a minimum of 4 years, but longer than that. See, the divorce is when the court makes it legal. You probably were separated or something. You didn't just wake up exactly 5 years ago and go, hey, we divorced, and went down to court and they gave it to you. It's a process. So let's say the girl was 3 when you filed for divorce. Then the girl turned 4 and you got the divorce. So it's been 5 years since your daddy hasn't been around the girl in her life, because you've been married to this woman for 5 years now. And the first time she's let her stay with y'all because she's older now. And you know, you don't have a problem with the ex, right? So they live in Pensacola. Now, your husband, let's start with this part. He drove to pick up his daughter. He didn't want you to go. I understood that, because maybe he wanted to spend that time with his little girl and kind of prep her for things to come and spend some time with her and make her feel special. And that's okay. Well, he's big on making his daughter feel comfortable, like I said. And this is her first time seeing him around another woman. Well, the daddy ain't been at the house for 5 years. Now, I don't know where you think daddy was and what you think daddy was doing, but it's time that you found out. What bothered me was he refuses to sleep in the room with me the whole time his daughter was there. He slept in the spare bedroom next to the room. She slept in and said she's too young to understand that he has a new wife that replaced her mama. That is complete BS.
Yeah.
She is not too young. She is 9. These are the facts, and y'all should have explained it to her so she can start coping with it. This delayed learning thing y'all allowing her to do is bad for everybody, including the little girl. I'll have more when I come back.
All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my husband ruined my summer. We'll get back into it right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, my husband ruined my summer.
Well, the summer got ruined, but it's really over the 2 weeks that this girl came and stayed with him. This woman and man have been married 5 years. This is second marriage. He had a little girl from a previous relationship who's 9. They've been married 5 years, and this is the first time that the wife has allowed the daughter to spend time with him over an extended period of time because she's older now. So that was good. They live out of state, so he goes to drive to Pensacola to get the daughter and asks you not to go so he could spend some time with his daughter. I understood that, you know, he could talk freely and make his daughter comfortable. He's big on making his daughter comfortable. And they were a little concerned because this is the first time that the little girl would see him around another woman that's not his mommy. Well, the other woman is his wife. He ain't around another woman. The little girl mama is the other woman right now. This other woman is the wife. Now, on this letter, I blame the husband and the ex-wife because they created this entire situation right here. Here was the crazy part. They get to the house, and he refused to sleep in the room with his wife the whole time his daughter was there. He slept in a spare room down there next to his daughter because he said she's too young to understand that he has a new wife that replaced her mommy. Well, ain't that what happened, though? Ain't that what happened? So for the past 5 years that you've been living with this other woman who is your wife that replaced her mama, what y'all been telling this little girl? What you been doing? You was in prison? You had went to the store? What y'all been telling this little girl? And you said it's BS to me, and I told him it was BS every morning that he woke up and every night he went to the other room. And you, madam, are 1,000% correct, because it is. He told me that I'm naive and I would understand it if I had a child of my own. Well, ain't that about the dumbest thing in the world? I think you're naive and you would understand if you had a child of your own. I think fire hot, but I ain't got to get on set on fire to know that.
Exactly.
What part of you not telling the 9-year-old that I'm your wife is helpful to anybody in this house? So who does this little girl think this other woman is? You should explain to her. And I'm going to tell you something, my man. You spending the night in that other room and not with your wife is setting a bad example to your daughter. Because now your daughter is not clear of how women should be treated. Because now, who is this other woman in this room down the hallway? It is called a family. And you should give her the idea of what a family was. Now, me and your mommy had a family together, but we didn't work out together, so we separated. We still love you as parents, but the two of us didn't get along, so it was best that we didn't live together, but we are still co-parenting, and we both love you. Now, I have a family now. I have a new wife. See, the problem is, here go the problem. The mama ain't found nobody yet. And so now she over there, she half mad. And I'm gonna tell you something. When you said that this was the perfect time to let his child know about it, she has a stepmom and I'm not going anywhere. But instead, he allowed his daughter to refer to me as she and her. And I want her to acknowledge me as a parental figure. Well, that's cool. I don't know what name you prefer. You know, Mama M or Miss H or Mama T or some, I don't know what other name you want to be a parental name, but you get whatever you want. But the problem is, the mama then told her, now you go over there, but that ain't your mama. I'm your mama. And don't you call nobody else mom except me. Oh, she's been instructed. Because children are not that evil. Children don't own their own she, her. He, she has heard this said, and she's repeating what she's been told or overheard. You want to be acknowledged as to that? But he said it's too soon for her to process all of this. Well, let me ask you something, bro. When is she supposed to be able to process that you ain't coming back? It's been 5 years. You don't think that little girl done figured this out? No, man, this is some hogwash you and your ex have put together. And, bro, you kind of henpecked to me a little bit to your ex. Because your loyalty should be to your new wife, not to your ex. So to me, man, you kind of henpecked to your ex-wife. I don't know what she got hanging over your head. I don't know how y'all done decided to co-parent this daughter. But teaching her disrespect is not a good thing. I want to know what he and his ex-wife have been telling her. That you ain't his mama. That you ain't her mama. She ain't got to call you her mama. And that right there that they have ain't even real, because she destroyed your original family with me and your daddy.
All right, Steve. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.